Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet. That half hour out of each day we take to lift up your needs, cares, and concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request for us today, 419-389-0893. That's 419-389-0893. That is the number to call to get your prayer request to us. You can also email or text us at prayer@yeshome.com. Either way, let us know what need you have, how we can pray for you today, and we will be happy to lift you up before the Lord. Because that's what this half hour is about, praying for you. This is how we bear one another's burdens and share love with one another. So don't let that, whatever that thing is that's weighing you down today, don't think you need to bear that alone. We are here to pray with you and help you. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so you don't have to worry about that. We just want to pray for you this day. Lord, we do thank you for your love and grace and mercy. We thank you for your blessings upon us. We thank you for the goodness of your hand and that you work in our lives to touch us, to care for us, to love us, and that by your grace and by your mercy, we can experience so many blessings and to know and have confidence that in every situation, in every trial that we face, you are there waiting to meet us, to help us, to encourage us, to provide for us, to grant us victory, that you are the overcomer of all things and that in you we overcome. And so we thank you, Lord, that we can have faith in you, trust in you, hope in you. We pray that you will move with power and might in the lives of each person who calls in with their needs and their requests today, that they would experience the fullness of your power, the fullness of your love, and the fullness of your grace, and give glory to your name as they see you working in them and through them. And we pray this in your holy and precious name. Amen. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get into the Word of God. And today, you know, it's odd that we were talking about the pothole story, because I was going to talk about this anyway. And, you know, God brings all things together. Because I wanted to talk about grace. We mentioned this just at the end of the morning show, if you were listening. And we were talking about this state trooper gave this woman a ticket for avoiding a pothole. And look, we've all been there, right? Avoiding potholes. And that sometimes, you know, obviously, yes. Look, they need to enforce the law, need to keep us safe on the roads. It's important. But sometimes there's need for grace as well, right? I mean, rules matter. Rules are there for a reason. We have to follow. I mean, if we didn't have laws and rules in our society, it would be chaos, right? It's like parenting. You know, you have to set rules for your kids. If you just let your kids run wild, it's going to be a nightmare. You can't just let them do whatever they want. There have to be rules. They have to follow those rules. There have to be consequences if they don't. But at the same time, sometimes we need to show a little grace. Sometimes we need to show, you know, a little forgiveness and kindness. And you know, not everything, you know, needs to be punished to the max, so to speak. Because let's be honest. What do we receive from God? I mean, if God were all about enforcing his rules no matter what, we would all be doomed. Now, I'm not in any way suggesting that God compromises his holiness. He does not. I'm not in any way saying God endorses sin. He does not. I'm not in any way saying that God does not, you know, when he lays down a law or a command, that he doesn't mean what he say. Of course he does. These are eternal truths that do not change. And to violate those things is sin. And it's never not sin. But if God struck us dead every time we sin, none of us would be here. If we read through the Bible, what we discover is God established a system of grace from the very beginning. He established a system of grace that he did not fully punish us for our sins because he had a plan in place. If you read through the Old Testament sacrificial system, where people would come and make sacrifice for their sins. What was that all about? Well, the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death, which means the penalty for our sin is our life. We die. That's the rightful penalty for our sin against God. But we also know that everybody in the Bible didn't die. I mean, the second they, obviously, they're dead now, but, you know, they didn't die, you know, the second they sinned. David didn't sin with Bathsheba and God struck him dead the next day. It didn't happen. So what happened to those sins? Well, God set up a system, a sacrificial system, in which you would bring an animal, and basically you were trading your life for the life of that animal. That animal had to die for your sins. That animal is dying as your substitute in your place. But the thing is, it didn't really remove the sin. It didn't really eliminate the sin. It was an insufficient system. Now, it wasn't insufficient because God tried it and found it didn't work. He knew that. It was his plan all along. So what we had with the sacrificial system in the Old Testament was a system established by grace. And established in grace. in which God was in no way compromising his judgment upon sin, but through grace was allowing us, not an out, but an alternative way to deal with that sin. In essence, God was piling all those sins up into this giant escrow account until such time as the perfect sacrifice would come to pay penalty for that sin. The Bible tells us that God in his grace and his patience withheld his judgment for the sins committed beforehand, so that when Christ went to the cross, God poured out his wrath for all the sin of humanity, all the sins that had committed before him, during him, and after him. He poured out his wrath for those sins upon Christ. And it was in Christ that his holy judgment and wrath was satisfied, but only in Christ. Up until that point, his holy judgment and wrath had not been satisfied. So what kept him from wiping us all out? Grace. Grace. Now, God didn't change his laws. He didn't change his rules. He didn't say, oh, it's no big deal. Keep doing it. The rules were still there. We still needed to follow them. They were still necessary. But we also needed grace, because he remembers that we are but dust and we are weak. That's what Ephesians tells us. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. His plan all along was for Jesus to take the penalty for our sins, to Jesus to be the ultimate sacrifice. But he had to build to that plan. And in order to get there, he needed grace. Grace leads us to the cross. Grace is present at the cross. Grace proceeds from the cross. God's withholding of judgment upon us, though we deserved it. Without God's grace, we would all be doomed. Doomed. There would be no hope. And so we have hope. You know, and I love how the writer Paul, writing in Ephesians, talks about the riches of God's grace that he lavished upon us. Just look at the language there. He didn't say, yeah, God gave us some grace. No, he said the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us. It's not like God gave us dribbles of grace just to keep us going. But he lavished his grace upon us, his willingness to forgive sin, to withhold judgment until the proper time and in the proper way. And it's this that I think we're so missing in our culture. And I mentioned this, you know, when we were having our discussion. You look everywhere. There's no grace in our culture right now. Every misstep is to be punished. Every time someone says something untoward, boom, you got to nail them for it. We couldn't have a host for the Oscars this year because they couldn't find anybody who was clean and pure enough that had never said anything that, you know, the guardians of the culture didn't find offensive. And so they ended up not having anybody host at all. Right? Just random celebrities up there. Because no one was deemed worthy enough for their high and exalted, you know, standards, including themselves. Because there's so many people saying, oh, you said one wrong thing, you know, 10 years ago, you're disqualified forever. There's no grace. We're just crushing people. There's no grace extended to anyone. I mean, everything that's wrong now is just, you know, whoever opposes you, it's a reason to crush you. And we have people like they're advocating for their positions and their purposes and their agendas, and they're going to destroy anyone who gets in the way, and they'll use anything to do it. And there's no grace. There's no kindness. And that's why our discourse and our culture is so harsh and so angry. And, you know, nobody's going to be left standing. Nobody's going to be left standing if this continues. Because at the end of the day, we all need grace. We've all done wrong. All of us. If you want to look and find something disqualifying in our lives for whatever reason, they can. If we don't have grace, we're all doomed. And if we can't start showing grace to one another, you know, we're just going to chew each other up and destroy each other. We need grace. In Colossians 4, verse 5, it says this, be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. How do we answer? Paul's saying, grace. Instead of answering with destruction, with insult, with put downs, trying to tear the other person down, let's answer with grace. We don't have nearly enough of it in our culture. We're desperate for it. And we're destroying each other without it. We would be lost if God hadn't extended it to us. And we'll be lost if we don't learn to extend it to each other. So today, show grace. However, wherever you need to. Don't get angry. Don't get mad. Don't seek vengeance. Show grace today. You'll be giving this nation, this world, what it most desperately needs. The grace of God. It is the Prayer Closet, 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. And I got a couple requests in, so let's jump into these that are coming in. All right. So the first one is, it says, due to our landlady's recent passing, my family's housing situations are sort of in the air. Right now, we're just weighing the options and asking God for guidance. Could you pray that he would show us what his will would be for us, please? Lord, we do pray for this family as they're dealing with this housing issues. Lord, we pray that you would show them a clear path. We know you've already have a solution to this problem. You already have a place for them to stay. You already have that home picked out for them. And so, Lord, we pray that you would guide them to that home. Guide them to that place that you have already set aside for them and are going to bless them with. Give them clarity and understanding to know that this is where you want them to be, that they would have a sure confidence of that and move confidently in faith as you lead them. And we pray this in your name. Amen. And someone asked for a prayer for Toledo, that the gospel of the Lord can be spread from border to border so that the love of God from his people can overflow. Lord, we do pray for Toledo, pray for the city, pray for our whole listening area, pray for our nation. Lord, just that the gospel would go forth with power, that it would go forth with power to change lives, that it would go forth with power to change our nation. Lord, we know we are wayward. We are falling away from you. We're feeling the punishment and the effect of that. Turn our hearts back to you, Lord. Turn the hearts of the city back to you. Turn the hearts of the state back to you. Turn the heart of this nation back to you, Lord. That your gospel would go forth with power and with might and change and transform lives and nations and cities. And we pray this in your name. Amen. And this one just came in. It says, hi, my daughter suffers from chronic constipation and urinary tract infections. She is nearly six and not completely nighttime potty trained because of these issues. She is sick again this week, which has caused her to pee her pants at school yesterday. And, you know, as kindergarten is not always very kind, I'm sure it was, very hard for her. It's exhausting and my heart breaks for her. Please pray for her. Absolutely. Lord, we do lift this young girl up to you. And she's struggling with these issues, you know, and we know children develop at different rates and different times. And Lord, but we know how embarrassing it could be, a situation like that, when she ends up peeing her pants at school and being teased. And it is heartbreaking, Lord. So we pray, Lord, that you would deal with these issues that she's suffering with. Lord, if it's the developmental thing, that you would touch her body to cause it to develop and grow, that would resolve these issues, the constipation issues, the urinary tract issues. Lord, that you would bring healing and development to her so that those would just be eliminated, Lord. We pray that they would just be eliminated from her. She would be able to sleep through the night. She wouldn't have any more accidents at school. She wouldn't have any more issues like this. And Lord, we do pray for her just for yesterday. And I know how that can hurt little hearts and embarrassment and stuff. Lord, we pray that you'll heal her. Remind her your great love for her and that she'll feel your love and your grace and your acceptance upon her in this day. We pray this in your name. Amen. This has been the Prayer Closet. Remember, you can always get your prayer requests to us by emailing or texting at prayer@eshome.com. You can call our office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 419-389-0893 and get your prayers to us that way. Somebody here will be happy to pray with you. And you can go online to our website, yeshome.com. Click on the chat now button and you can get connected to a live online spiritual coach for a live online chat session. That's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. God bless everybody. I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs. This has been the Prayer Closet. We'll see you tomorrow.